All right, we're back with James Bovard, author of several books, and I love it. Yeah, I call you Muckraker. Is that fair enough?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah,
I mean, it's an honorable name.
Well, yeah, and most folks call me much worse.
Yeah, especially those you target. But anyway, you know, this whole thing with Afghanistan and African foreign aid, too, and foreign aid to the Middle East, look at the billions we put into the pockets of the Mubarak family, right?
Well, it was important. Yeah, it was important to make sure that they had good pate or whatever the heck they used it for, so... And the interesting thing is that, you know, from the reports I read, it sounded like that the Egyptian dictator left office with about the amount of money equal we'd given him to foreign aid over the last 30 years.
Yeah, $40
billion? Yeah, yeah. And yet, you know, the U.S. government knew this. The State Department knew this. As long as the government of Egypt did what the U.S. government wanted it to, it was fine. The U.S. didn't care about all the waste and corruption.
No. Because that's not the goal. It doesn't matter what is done with the money, other than, as you point out, that you get that government to do what you want.
And part of my exasperation with this program is that, and yet you have all these congressmen and government officials bragging about the, you know, this proves that the U.S. American people care about foreigners, this, that, and the other. And the level of lying here is even higher than it is for AmeriCorps.
Did you ever find out why we sent billions of dollars shrink-wrapped in cargo planes to Iraq to be stolen?
Maybe a subsidy to the shrink-wrap industry.
I don't know. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
People were driving off in SUVs filled with shrink-wrapped Ben Franklins.
Right, and there were photos of the pallets being loaded up on, I guess, a C-130 or whatever.
And they needed more than one plane.
And it was, you know, it was based on, there was a phrase that they used, the U.S. military used, money as a weapon. They were handing out money to buy influence, to have a temporary decrease in the violence in Iraq, so that George Bush and the Pentagon could claim a great victory. But it was, again, it was completely corrupt, and that is an injection and poison into a foreign political system and or foreign society. Because there were so many horrendous abuses by the Iraqi government, the U.S. has underwritten and overlooked as far as their torture that they have started after Saddam left and before he left as well, of course. But it's amazing that folks don't consistently pay attention and add two and two together and recognize that foreign aid has always been a crock, it's always going to be a racket, and it's outrageous.
Well, I would say this. Okay, if you get outside of leadership or educated simpleton territory, the fact is that millions of Americans who have any kind of common sense and instincts know that it's a racket. They may not know the details. You provide details. But they know it's a racket, and they know that it's something that ought to be stopped. But they also probably pretty much know it's not going to be. You know, I mean, what is it you say?
Well,
there's no bureaucratic cure.
Well, there's not any bureaucratic cure, and it's interesting. People out in Iowa or Idaho or Oklahoma talk about this a lot more sanely than people in Washington, D.C.
Sure.
Because in the editorials in the Washington Post with the columnist or Henry Kissinger coming on, there's always this air of piety. Well, we owe it to the world. And most of the people who are saying that know that it's complete bunkum. And yet...
Oh, that's a Mencken word. Bunkum, I love that.
Yeah, Ron, I was searching for a euphemism.
Hokum, bunkum.
Hokum is better. Hokum is better. Yes, yes. Yeah. I mean, that's a family-friendly euphemism. euphemism. But yeah, but it's just and yet just a dripping piety about this, and all the consultants and all the
NGOs.
So much racketeering.
Look at all the NGOs that are rackets. I mean, come on, we sent a task force of anthropologists over to Afghanistan to see to investigate how we could change the Afghan tribal culture, and it was like a 90-some million dollar expenditure. I don't know if you read about it. And one of the people, a woman, went up to an Afghan man who was siphoning gasoline into a car.
Uh-huh.
And she started questioning him about this, that, and the other thing. he doused her with gasoline and lit her on fire, and she died.
Oh, man.
And then someone with her shot the guy in the head.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't a successful interview. But
well,
anyway.
No. I mean, it's even worse than some experiences I've had on talk radio.
All right, Jim, thanks very much. We posted a link to your piece, The Anti-Corruption Charade, in the June 4th issue of Barron's, an eminently fine publication.
Hey, well, thanks for having me on. It's always fun to raise hell in Baltimore with you.
Thanks. Likewise, my friend.